Brilliant. Thank you.
Okay, thanks, Andy. So I'm reading from Ephesians chapter 1, verse 7 to 14. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, in accordance with the riches of God's grace that he lavished on us. With all wisdom and understanding, he made known to us the mystery of his will according to his good pleasure, which he purposed in Christ, to be put into effect when the times reach their fulfillment, to bring unity to all things in heaven and on earth under Christ. In him we were also chosen, having been predestined according to the plan of him who works out everything in conformity with the purpose of his will, in order that we, who were the first to put our hope in Christ, might be for the praise of his glory. And you also were included in Christ when you heard the message of truth, the gospel of your salvation. When you believed, you were marked with him with a seal, the promised Holy Spirit, who is a deposit guaranteeing our inheritance until the redemption of those who are God's possession, to the praise of his glory. Back to Andy.
Great. Thank you, Val. Great truths for us. Are we ready to hear something of God speaking to us today? Let's just pray before Rich speaks, shall we? Lord, thank you for your word. Thank you that it's a living and powerful and active word. Thank you that when you speak, you make things happen, you create by your words, you change things. We just open our hearts to you today, Lord. Say, we'd love you to speak to us. Speak into our situation. Help us understand and know your truths better. So we bless Rich and ask that you'd speak to us through him now, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thanks, Andy. Morning, everyone. Really great to be with you all, and great to see the group at the Beacon as well. Lovely to see you all there worshiping together, and it's just fantastic. So God bless you all. Great to see you there, as well as everyone else joining in the meeting this morning. So today we're continuing on our Ephesians series, and we're going to be looking at another aspect of God's character, which is his faithfulness. And I understand that we've already heard those words, maybe once or twice, maybe you've been reading them through home, but I don't know about you, but I find them so packed, full of depth, understanding of God's ways, but kind of a remarkable account of who God is and how he does things, that I think it's quite healthy for us to be looking at these words over a few weeks and just allowing them to sink in and allowing the different aspects of what Paul is talking about to transform us, change the way we think about ourselves and the way we think about the world around us. That's ultimately what God's word is for, isn't it? That it is shaping who we are and who we're becoming. So this time we have heard from the whole passage, but we're going to look at two specific sections that are going to guide our thinking this morning. First part is this, verses 8 to 10, that with all wisdom and understanding, he, that is God, made known to us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he purposed in Christ, to be put into effect when the times reach their fulfillment, to bring unity to all things in heaven and on earth. So there he's talking about actions that are going to find fulfillment in a later future. And then in verse 13, it picks that up again. You also were included in Christ when you heard the message of truth, the gospel of your salvation. When you believed, you were marked in him with a seal, the promised Holy Spirit, who is a deposit guaranteeing our inheritance until the redemption of those who are God's possession, to the praise of his glory. quite a few terms there. I just want to use three pictures to bring an aspect of God's character to our attention. I want to specify firstly and stress firstly that we're talking about God's faithfulness and the initiative of God. Everything you've just heard there speaks of him taking the lead to us. Let's just look at that, those five verses on the left that come across in these two paragraphs. God made known to us the mystery of his will. God purposed his will through Christ. You were included in Christ when you heard the good news. You were marked in him with a seal, the promised Holy Spirit. And we have a redemption to wait for that will reveal us as God's possession. First thing I'd like to remind us of is everything we're talking about today, everything we are experiencing in this meeting, the reason I am sitting here, the reason we're gathering together is because of God's initiative. He started it. And the fact that he is faithful means he is the one who is bringing together our relationship with him, guiding our steps now, and guiding us to an eternal future with him. And the Holy Spirit is a sign and seal of that. And we'll look at that a little more in just a moment. But I just want to stress to us this morning, this is not about us and about our efforts and whether we are suitably pleasing to God. It's not about whether we've said and done the right things. It's about whether we have accepted his grace. Jesus died for you. He died for your sins. He was resurrected in order that we would have life to the full. It's his initiative for us. Just want to make that blindingly clear for us today. What that means then is that we are orienting everything about us. We are guiding everything about us to fit with God's ways and his character and respond to that faithfulness. And it means we're not looking to God and his faithfulness in order to make our lives better. And I think this is an important distinction for us that I felt God would have us understand this morning. There is a risk, I wish to put it plainly, and please forgive me because I have a sense I could be saying this message repeatedly for the next 10 years at least. But it's because for me, it really matters. And I think it's a key thing as followers of Jesus that we need to pay attention to. We live in a world and a society in England, in Exeter, in your neighborhoods, that is primarily oriented towards seeing life be about how much you can get for yourself and how much you can get it to work for you. Every message you receive, typically from advertising, from social media, from leading political thinkers or cultural and social leaders, typically the message is accumulate wealth, find ways to make yourself feel better, find ways to make yourself have as good a life as you possibly could. A classic example I think I've sensed God would alert us to this morning is homes. We can't travel so much, so some of us are in the amazingly fortunate position of having money to spare that we would typically spend on maybe a holiday. And suddenly now we are all rushing towards improving our homes. There are massive distractions and massive, dare I say, idolatry around our homes right now. We're being bombarded with these images that are encouraging us to make our homes as beautiful as we possibly can because we're spending so much time in them. I have no problem with us having, we're just doing a bit of decorating. Of course, it's fine to decorate to freshen up your home. But I think we would be challenged to be really careful that we don't start eating up the messages around us, telling us that we are always meant to indulge every whim we ever have and make everything around us rosy and all about us. The message of this passage is God is faithful and he is doing a work in us that is so profound, so amazing, with a future that is just so beyond our dreams. We cannot picture it. And we have the audacity, and God has the audacity to say, join me in that now. And recognize that faithfulness and that part of my life now. And it wipes everything else out of the way. But it means everything about us gets changed in the way we do things. And so when we're experiencing our lives, we're interested in the whole of our lives being caught up in the faithfulness of God and in life to the full with him. And that does change things because it means my agenda at the start of the day, the way I start the day, is to say, God, I know that today I am part of your story and I want to join in with what that looks like today. Over the next 12 or 16 hours that I'm awake, I want to know what it looks like to be part of your story today. And I guess it just puts a challenge to what can potentially happen to us in that left-hand picture, where we start thinking, well, it's all about me and my life, and then it's about God's faithfulness to make me better. It's about whether God can do things that make me feel more good about myself or solve my problems or help me to feel better as a human being or achieve my dreams. And I think God is for all of those things, but I think he wants our perspective to be right. And then when it comes to the Holy Spirit, well, the Holy Spirit just becomes, if we're not careful, a means to kind of fit that God be faithful in my life message. And it means the Holy Spirit gets reduced to a working of healing or a dynamic experience of worship or an exercise of a spiritual gift to make things work for me. And again, I'm not saying that God isn't for us and God doesn't want us to have whole and beautiful lives. We've explored that a lot. But I'm just challenging this morning, or wanting to freshen up our mindset and our understanding of what's going on in our relationship with God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. He is faithful. It's his story, and we are joining in. Last picture before we're going to have a short break. This is the language that was used that Paul was talking about with specific reference to the Holy Spirit. We're talking about the work of Jesus. And then he says, when you believed, you were marked in him with a seal, a deposit guaranteeing our inheritance. That seal was the Holy Spirit. So most of us, I imagine a lot of us, will have been baptized. That is one mark, to be baptized, to go down in the water, and to be raised again and to say, I am giving my life to Jesus. I am burying my old life in the water and I am coming up to new life in Jesus. The other baptism that we're to experience is baptism in the Holy Spirit. That is to pray and invite God, as Ian said earlier and prayed for us, to invite God, Holy Spirit, to dwell in us. So that relationship is no longer distant, but is something that is intimate, personal, part of us. But it isn't just that we can have a nice, cozy and warm feeling to know God with us now. It's that that gift of the Holy Spirit is a mark for an eternal future with God. It's for an inheritance. That means there are good things waiting for you down the line. Good things to come, gifts, things to receive, a life to have with God that's down the line, a future with him. And so what Paul is saying is there are times to enjoy ahead of us. And the Holy Spirit is not so much just about encountering God, but he is also a mark to confirm to us an eternal future we have with him. What a beautiful gift that is. So there are three things there that we've covered, the kind of groundwork this morning. We're talking about a work initiated by God. We're talking about the fact that everything about our lives is oriented towards him and is a response to him. And we're talking about the Holy Spirit then, not just as the dynamic power of God to intervene in our lives now, but a mark of God that seals our future. We're going to take a break now, and Andy is going to share with us a video that gives a kind of picture of this relationship with Jesus that we are to enjoy, but also gives this picture of a life spent with God. And we're going to talk about that more after this song. What does it mean to live out that faithfulness? Thanks, Andy. I find that film deeply moving. I apologise if I feel seem a little upset. It's upset in a good way. I just think that's a beautiful film of what it can mean to live life with God in all its ups and downs. And I identify with that film because even there, I can see things in the story of that woman's life that I'm not going to get to share with loved ones near to me that I miss. And it reminds me that Jesus is there in the midst of that pain, and he understands it and recognizes it. And so I just want to touch on that really for a few minutes before we deal with our envelopes and seal things today. We face opportunities and challenges, don't we? We face things in our lives that either go way better than we expect or present far greater challenges than we imagine. And I guess I just want to highlight how we can address those things in the light of God's faithfulness. But as we've talked about, this isn't so much then about these experiences that we can go through, the experiences we have this week, that then become about, God, well, you're faithful, so make it better. But rather, I know you're faithful, therefore help me to live out a life in response to that. So we're just going to briefly look at that. I can't possibly cover all the things that are going on in our lives right now, but I'd like to suggest for us just some things that come to me as I consider these things. And that's firstly, when life is going well for us, I wonder if it can mean we can lose sight of God's faithfulness. Sometimes extra money can come in, opportunity, promotion, recognition. Things can be going really well, and that's terrific. And I just think God delights in that and says, well done, I'm so proud of you. But I think he then invites us to continue living a life worthy of that belonging to him. And so I think as we face these times when things are going well for us, the invitation is to say, Holy Spirit, you have sealed a future in me. Help me to see how I can live out that future now. Help me to live out your faithfulness and your character in these ways that I am being fruitful and flourishing right now. I wonder if it means following through on his generosity. Maybe it means identifying somebody who you can be extra generous with in the way that God has been generous to you. Maybe it means finding extra grace for someone, recognizing that there's somebody who would benefit from knowing just how much they are loved and forgiven, either by you or by God. Maybe there's a chance to lead and serve, and that actually your opportunity is putting you in a position of influence where you can make a difference in other people's lives, where you can model that just as God has promoted you and given you an inheritance in him, so too you can use your position this week to promote someone else. You can lift somebody up. You can forward them. You can show how great they are. You can encourage them in the way God has invested in you. There's a bigger picture that we're a part of, and it's not all about us. We just get to join in. And I guess then for those of us maybe where life is hurting, where life doesn't seem fair, the prayer remains the same. Holy Spirit, guide me to live a life today that is worthy of your faithfulness and your calling on my life. I have had to sit in a few circumstances where I've only been able to say, show me what a Christian looks like today. Show me what a Jesus follower would do in this circumstance. Furthermore, I'm coming up to, on Thursday, I'm taking the day off, and it will be the anniversary of my brother's death. You know, I'm blessed to know the presence of God in that moment. We had a vicar come along, and she read to Matthew and she prayed for him. It's just such a beautiful moment that that's not just words of comfort. It's a minister of God speaking the truth of God over his life. And it's a reminder of the future that I know waits for him that wasn't available for him in this life. And I'm sure there are others of us, plenty of us, I know, who have stories to tell of where life hasn't worked out for us, and where loved ones have gone through difficulty, or we've lost people, or things have just not worked out. I think our reminder this morning, of course, is that God is faithful, and he promises an eternal future where we won't have to go through the type of pain that is sometimes experienced in this life. And we can be reminded of that truth when things are not working out as we seem. And I think out of those moments, I would hope God is training me and teaching me how I can share more of his beauty and love and his faithfulness to those around me. Because I've seen something of the walk in the highs and in the pain of the lows. And though they're so painful, if we journey with God in them, then he allows a work to take place in us that helps us just get that bit closer to him. It changes our character, changes our thinking, allows us to see the world in a different way. And then in turn, we can share that with others, can't we? We can bless others and share that same hope, that same sense of future, that same love and presence of God. So we're going to seal something now, and hopefully some of us have available to us some paper and pens this morning, and we have a chance to seal our lives and remind ourselves of the seal we have in God and his faithfulness that we're caught up in. Here is my seal earlier. Some of you might have received, I don't know, that way around, is that, well, that's upside down. Some of you might have had this in the post from me. God bless them. My family at Christmas gave me my own personalized seal. How cool is that? It's got the letter R on it. And it means that when I write to people now, I very pretentiously seal my letters to them with a wax seal. How pretentious is that? So, but I love to do it because it's letting them know it's from me, and that letter's not been opened by anybody else. It's just from me. So now I'm going to just invite you, and Julian's going to play for us. I just invite you to write on your letters, first maybe a declaration of truth. God is faithful. and I am caught up in his life. Why not start with that? Maybe you'd like to write that in your envelope. Maybe you'd like to write, I have been given the Holy Spirit as a seal of inheritance with God. That's the truth we're before today. Maybe it needs to be just a sentence. My life is caught up in God's faithfulness. And then maybe if you like, underneath that, you might just like to put some things down that need to be brought into line with the faithfulness of God. Maybe it's successes and things going well and flourishing that you want to say, God, use these times and these moments to bring blessing to others. Use me and help me to live out the same faithfulness and love you've shown me. And maybe there are also things to put down to say, these are the areas where I just don't understand. And I'm seeking awareness of your faithfulness and how I can live true to you in these circumstances. If you can't do that, I just invite you, if you don't have pen and paper, that's totally fine. I would just invite you to close your eyes and hold out your hands and just offer up those things to God this morning. Just hold out your hands and give him those things that seem out of line with his faithfulness. Julian's going to lead us now in two songs of response and worship.